You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. That's the
spirit. Hello, Peter.
Hello there. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
How was your break, Peter? Did you do anything to speak of?
Well, if it was a break, you know, but, you know, all right. Sitting at home, reading PhD theses instead of at work.
As an academic, you...
Oh, we could have been doing that together. I was doing the exact same thing.
There you are. But anyway, there's been some big news while we've been away.
Okay.
I'm sure you're on the edge of your seat to hear.
Well, we're actually standing up and we upgrade that call.
All right. Well, so this is the president of the Latter-day Saints has died at age 90.
Oh, that's a good innings. That's a good innings.
Is about to be succeeded automatically. There's no surprises in the way the Mormon system works.
Mm.
By a new LDS president, age 93.
Wow. I thought you were going to say something like by a small child, but no, that's quite the opposite.
Rather the opposite.
So
it's quite an interesting story, actually.
Is it a position that you just get right at the end of life? They're like, look, old mate's about to cark it. Let's give him that position.
No, this 93 is the second oldest who's ever been president. But effectively, the Latter-day Saints work by a series of sort of committees and hierarchies.
Right.
And you become head of one hierarchy, and then you move into the lower rungs of the next hierarchy.
Man, it can't be too much of a strenuous role, though. Surely the decisions are being made by a group, you know.
Yes, so that's right. And so it's an incredibly safe system. I mean, even the Russians are more vulnerable to madmen winning the system than in the LDS. There is no risk whatsoever. And this is because the LDS president is also the prophet and the revelator of the movement. So he can write new scriptures.
Okay.
He can have revelations from God. And, of course, the last one who had a big revelation from God was the president back in the 1960s, who suddenly discovered that...
With Jesus on a bit of toast kind of thing? Or?
No, that black people actually could be full members of the LDS Church, because up to that...
Okay.
What? Why not?
That was a discovery.
Okay.
Well, it was one of those revelations that had been forced on him by a rather large degree of public bad publicity. But you see, in the original structure of the LDS scripture, if you read the Book of Mormon, you quickly discover that there is a hierarchy of people in the early days of the America, in which the blacker you were, the more polluted you were, and as enlightenment came, so skin became fairer.
Did they just cut that out of the book?
Oh, man.
Well, they somehow discovered that, despite the book, and this is true to Mormon prophecy, in fact, new revelation can clarify or, in effect, cancel old prophecy. And so that was really important, because it then led the Latter-day Saints into a vast global expansion. And the LDS is the most successful American religion, in a way.
Okay. Hey, look, Peter, because I'm a silly dum-dum, whereabouts does the Pope sit in with all this? Because, like, you're talking about, like, a high position. Is this, like, who's this? Like, the Pope, like, that's a high position, right? Is this, like, a similar thing? Or what's going on?
Yeah, so the Pope is, in a way, that kind of hierarchy. The difference is that Latter-day Saints people and almost all rungs of the church are not fully employed by the church. So the man who's about to become the new LDS president, the 93-year-old Russell Nelson, was a heart surgeon and fortunately retired from this position quite a long time ago.
I wonder if he gave himself a new heart at like 80-something.
Yes. So in the 60s to 80s, he was one of the pioneer heart surgeons and achieved great prominence. And Thomas Monson, the LDS president who has just died, was similarly, you know, had a secular vocation before he moved into church hierarchical positions. They're not that keen on the kind of priesthood. In fact, all Mormon males are, in a sense, priests. And they achieve that by serving their missionary service when they come to New Zealand or they go wherever it is in the world and do their 18 months of service and thereby become a priest.
So they're obviously, some of these gentlemen are quite highly educated within a conventional...
respected members of the society, aren't they, John?
Yeah, within a conventional university framework. So they have no problem integrating into that side of life? Being a heart surgeon or like heavily invested in, you know, medicine?
Well, in a sense, you see, I mean, this keeps the LDS very, very conventional. Because people who are not kind of experts in their religion are in fact business managers. And although the LDS president is called a prophet and a revelator, in fact, these people will have achieved this high position by means of business success, in effect. So, you know, very successful people in the secular world tend in the Mormon system to get recognition. And so in each of the LDS stakes, which is their kind of local area, it's run by people who are very successful in the commercial world. And for example, in the Mormons of New Zealand, it's effectively run by prominent American businessmen who've retired and have been invited to be president.
New Zealand's a nice place.
The Pacific region.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, cool. How many Mormons are kicking around in New Zealand these days?
So Mormonism in New Zealand has historically been very, very successful among the Maori and very unsuccessful among Europeans. In recent years, Maori have become rather less faithful to Mormonism, but there's been a huge increase in Pacific Mormons. And the reason for that is that in both Tonga and in Samoa, the Latter-day Saints have been incredibly successful, partly because they offer superb educational and sports facilities. And now about a quarter of both Tongan and Samoan communities are Latter-day Saints.
Gee whiz.
So it's an incredible, incredible growth. And so you can imagine that many of these then come to New Zealand.
What's everyone saying about old mate the president? Is everyone pretty pumped about this guy?
So Russell Nelson will be like Thomas Monson, who's just died. He will not... Nobody expects him to do a single take any initiative whatsoever.
Take a load off, mate. You've made it. You've made it, mate. Just
relax. Well, Monson was renowned for a lovely, charming attitude where he hugged people. And he was much liked for his warm spirit, whereby he showed friendliness to everybody.
I'm not a big fan of a hugger, to be honest. I've been told they give good hugs, but I don't like someone that forces it onto me a lot.
Of course, you could argue that, I mean, many Mormons think it is high time that there was a significant degree of change in the role of women in the Latter-day Saints and the role of gays in the Latter-day Saints. Mm. But, I mean, the system is not going to encourage that kind of bold leadership.
Mm.
Because if you're at the end of life, the last thing you want to be doing...
It's a radical deal with radical change, do you?
Well, also, you want to be careful at that age with your hugs as well, because you don't want to end up with like a hard handshaker that's also a hard hugger. You could collapse the poor man, isn't it? Hey, thanks, Peter. Very interesting. It's funny when these roles of power sort of switch over and everyone's like, what does that mean? But no, that's good. That's good.
This dramatic stuff. Oh, see you later.
We'll catch up next week. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.